community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me this afternoon, I've got a guy called Joe Harvey. Afternoon, Joe.
Afternoon, Mike.
How you doing? All right?
Yeah, really good, thanks.
Now, this is going to be fascinating, because we've just struck on something when we were just sitting having a quick discussion there, and I've been watching for some time now on Facebook. It kept cropping up in front of me, and I've no idea why, to be honest with you, because I don't go searching for this stuff, but it was a YouTube video that someone that's basically gone viral, and it was a guy on a mountain bike with one of those GoPro cameras, a tiny little video camera, yeah, strapped to his helmet that he's obviously wearing. He's going down the side of a mountain. Not a sort of, you know, I'll be careful here, because this is a big, long drop down the side. I mean, yeah, he's going down about 40 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And he's jumping over holes and ravines that he had to get across. And yeah, at certain points, he's jumping off the side and he's dropping 10 or 15 feet on a bike, yeah, that's not spring-loaded.
Yeah.
And then carrying on down. And it's I had sweaty palms in my hands watching this. I could feel my heart going, bub. I was getting palpitations just watching this.
Yeah.
It was frightening. Now, you've come, this is a bit spooky, you've come into the studio because you're actually promoting the new adventure film called Brit Rock.
That's right. Yeah.
Which is a series of films about this.
Yeah, he's one of the films. So the guy you're talking about is a guy called Rob Jarman.
Now, you know the guy, don't you?
Through a friend of a friend of a friend, yeah.
This is a bit spooky, yeah, now.
So he's a professional stuntman by trade, and he's been in Batman and several other adventure films. And as well as being a professional stuntman, he's a professional downhill mountain bike racer.
Yeah.
And the specific clip you're talking about was part of a series of films that was filmed for Berghouse for a TV advert in the Dolomite. And when he was filming that, he had a really serious accident and nearly killed himself, actually. And during his recovery, he decided to push himself a little bit harder and try and break the downhill mountain bike speed record, believe it or not. And so one of the films in Brit Rock is all about his recovery and what motivates him to get back on the bike and to push himself even harder than he did before. But you're right, some of the films in this, or the scenes in this film, are absolutely incredible, and you'll be sitting on the edge of your seat with sweaty palms, I'm sure.
Oh, it was just, and I'm not one to normally, you know, not a lot gives me palpitations after being a DJ. You normally see a few things and being involved in a few hairy situations.
Yeah.
But I couldn't stop watching it, first of all. This is what gripped me. I couldn't stop watching it because I was terrified he was going to fall off, and I felt as if I kept watching it, it would make him safer.
Yeah.
But I had sweaty palms and palpitations, and you're not. This isn't just one film that you're actually promoting, is it? You've got a series like this.
Yeah, so the Brit Rock series is a series of short films showcasing Britain's undiscovered adventure athletes, basically. So Rob Jarman's one of them. Obviously, he's famous already, but he's famous for different reasons. One of the other films is about a guy called who's a fell runner,
right?
But he's a fell runner on a different level from most people. He decided he was going to try and break the record for running around the whole of the Lake District.
So
that's 500 kilometres,
yeah,
and it took him 7 days. So the record he tried to break has been held by a guy called Josh Naylor for 27 years. And I'm not going to tell you if he did it or not, but the film goes into the insight why he tried to do it and a lot of his thoughts and feelings and emotions and a lot of the tactics of obviously running 500 kilometres, because it's not an easy thing to do. But anyone who's involved in these kind of sports will come to realise quite quickly that it's not just physical strength and power that takes it to completion. It's a lot of the mental strength as well.
There's a lot of mental strength and determination in something like this.
When you go through a hard patch and your feet hurting and you run out of energy, it's how you motivate yourself to keep going. And when you're 3.5 days through a 7-day challenge and you've still got halfway to go, it takes you a lot of mental power to get up and carry on. It gives you a really good insight into his mindset doing this challenge.
So how do you, are you just correlating these series of films, or did you help film them or produce them? Or
no, so I'm a part-time outdoor instructor. I do a lot of work with air cadets. And I take groups into mountains in Wales and into Scotland. And so I've got quite close connections with the outdoor industry.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I come to hear about this film and the production company. So the production company called Posing Productions, and they specialise in using advanced filming techniques to film in extreme locations. So they've been to places like in Norway, they've filmed in Alaska, filmed in some of the most harshest environments in the world. So I heard about this, and I got a chat to some friends, and yeah, we decided we were going to get on board and spread the word around, because there's a lot of undiscovered UK talent in these kind of sports that don't have a sponsorship, and they're not big names, but they do deserve recognition for what they're doing every day.
Yeah, and they're
going out and pushing themselves hard, and yeah, I think it's important that these kind of people will get recognition for their achievements.
Well, so we've got a mountain biker, we've got a runner. What other sports do you touch?
There's two other films. There's one called Project Mina, and that's about a girl called Mina, who is one of the best climbers in the UK.
Right.
One of the best climbers in the UK that no one knows about.
Not one of these rock face climbers.
Her specialism is indoor climbing, but right. She's starting to win a lot of competitions, and it goes into the training that she has to do that, and yeah, her motivation behind it. And I think it's really good for a lot of climbers to see that, because sometimes you push yourself hard, you fail.
Well, the strength they have in their fingers is just phenomenal. Because again, I've seen a few of these YouTube clips on this, just absolutely phenomenal. They seem to just stick.
Yeah. Well, a lot of that is core strength as well. But yeah, they'll crush rocks with their hands. So this particular video goes into feelings when she fails at one of her competitions. And she's really upset about it, obviously. But she gets up and she carries on, and it's really good to see that, because a lot of people every day go to the gym or go and do these sports. It takes a lot of courage and a lot of determination to pick yourself back up.
Yeah, of course, get up and start running again or whatever. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, so, and then the other one is about Julian, who's a solo climber, or a solo free climber. So he'll go and climb the most stupid rock face you can ever see with no ropes.
With no ropes?
No ropes, no harness.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. It's something that I would never even consider doing, and most people wouldn't either, but it's one of these things that have to be seen, really.
Again, I've seen they're leaping from a little ledge, I mean like an inch, leaping and jumping and catching hold of a bit of rocks. And there's a scene at the start of one of the Mission Impossible films.
Yeah, Tom Cruise.
That he's supposed, obviously it's not Tom Cruise, but and he does this, he jumps and he catches, and somebody actually done it, the stuntman actually done it.
So he's not a stuntman, he's just an everyday climber.
Oh my word. I'm getting sweaty palms there just thinking of this. Look.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people doing this, and it's strange the way the climbing fraternity work. We kind of try and push ourselves in different ways, and ropes get too easy and rock faces get too easy to climb, then people say, well, okay, maybe we'll leave the ropes behind one day and let's try it without.
Oh, Joe. What's going on, mate?
Oh, I wouldn't do this personally, but there's a lot of people that do.
What's going on? Oh, it's making me a nervous wreck. What a fascinating conversation this is.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of crazy people out there, and definitely people should come and watch this video on Wednesday night to a little bit of the action.
So where are you showing the video?
So the video is Wednesday night in Chelmsford. It's at Chelmsford City FC. It starts at 7 o'clock.
Okay, so, and is there a charge to come in to see it?
Yeah, so tickets are £10 each, and we are taking cash on the door.
I should imagine that's £10 well spent. Joe, thank you very much. Will you come back afterwards and tell us
of
a little bit more?
Of course I will, yeah.
Come back and tell us how you got on and if you're doing anything else in the area. Yeah. It's a fascinating conversation.
Absolutely.
This brilliant little subject. Come back and see us and then we'll have a little chat.
Yeah, definitely.
Joe, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Cheers, Mike.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.